Can high altitude be a potential cause for GI symptoms? Find out on this next episode of Digest This.
Welcome to Digest This, the show that helps you revolutionize your digestive health. Here are your hosts, Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato.
Hello and welcome to Digest This. I'm Dr. Liz Cruz and I've got Tina Nunziato sitting right here by my side. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are a first-time listener, we welcome you with open arms and we just want you to know how excited we are that you're here. And please go check out our library of over 300 podcasts. And if you are a regular listener, thank you so much for your loyalty and for being on this journey with us. We love you and we appreciate you. And so what about that question?
It's a pretty good question.
Yeah.
Well, how did it come up, first of all? You got to tell everybody how it came
okay.
up.
So the one of my very good friends, who's also the administrator of one of the surgical centers I work at, caught me yesterday and she's like, hey, can you guys podcast on high altitude and GI issues? And so she went on to tell me how when she and her husband have gone on some trips in their RV and go into, you know, a higher altitude than here in Phoenix, that she tends to get sick. And so, you know, she just thought it would be a great topic. And I told her, absolutely. And, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, yeah, that's going to be easy. Then I'm like looking stuff up on it. I'm like, wow, that's like a pretty serious
it's a real thing.
And you know, there was quite a bit that I learned from doing a little pre-podcasting research. So Tina did her own research too. We're going to just share with you guys some of the things that we found.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So first of all, I've got to get, and I'm going to do a little bit of reading from some of the things that I found. Okay. Off of my laptop.
By the way, this is our 350th podcast.
Woohoo! 350th. That's awesome. Yeah,
it's a big milestone.
It is. It's a huge milestone. So, all right. So, altitude sickness, which is what she was asking me to talk on. Altitude sickness is actually like an umbrella term. And under that, you have three different categories of syndromes or whatever you want to call it. So, acute mountain sickness is probably the most common thing that people encounter, all right? And basically, acute mountain sickness, AMS, calling it for short, people typically will get headaches, feel fatigue, nausea, diarrhea, you know, they will, and typically, once they start acclimating to that higher altitude, typically the symptoms will resolve like within 24 to 72 hours. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's AMS, acute mountain sickness, most common one. Then you have high altitude cerebral edema. Just reading that was
does
scary.
Does not sound good.
Does not sound good, right? And basically, if acute mountain sickness progresses, it can turn into the high altitude cerebral edema that basically is fluid buildup in your brain, and that is not good. Mm-hmm. And for that, people will usually start experiencing dizziness, headache, blurred vision, disorientation. All right, that's not good. And even though hydration is one of the most important ways of preventing and treating it, some people get severe forms of altitude sickness to the point where they can't even hydrate, okay? Like if they're
so
nauseated,
nauseous.
So nauseous, like where they can't even hydrate. Mm-hmm. And that's dangerous because this could be potentially fatal. Mm-hmm. And so definitely can become very life-threatening like within hours, mm-hmm. all right? So really the only treatment for that is coming down, descent, mm-hmm. okay? And then you have high altitude pulmonary edema, all right? So the other one was cerebral edema, which is fluid buildup in the brain. Pulmonary edema is fluid buildup in the lungs, all right? And, you know, typically happens in higher elevations. It can happen to anyone that's in an altitude of over 8,000 feet. And even experienced athletes can experience this, can have this. So even though an experienced athlete has been preparing and they're trained, this can still happen even to them. Some of the mild symptoms would be like a dry cough, a little bit of shortness of breath, with even mild exertion. And more severe types would be shortness of breath while you're resting, confusion, fever. And again, the only way to alleviate this is coming down, mm-hmm. descent. Oxygen and descent are life-saving and absolutely essential. Mm-hmm. You know, so for me, this was actually something new. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was fascinating. I even ran into a couple articles where they were talking about GI hemorrhage, gastrointestinal hemorrhage. They were talking about gastritis and perforation, and I was like, what? So I read a couple of them, and they were interesting. I mean, some of them, one of the articles was talking about, and I believe it was a study with military people who, like soldiers who had been at very high altitudes, and you know, like greater than 15,000, and because of the increased pressure in the lumen, in the intestine, the pressure was so increased that it caused ischemia, which is basically like lack of blood supply to that area. And as a result, those people developed perforation.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and then they were talking about like some of the studies studies that had been done on some of the people that live like in the Andes, like in the Peruvian, you know, Peruvian people that live in high altitude in the mountains that also have gastrointestinal issues, which in the end they've attributed to just being at such high altitude.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy,
right?
Yeah.
So I actually learned quite a bit. Great topic.
Great topic. I'm sure Shelley didn't mean all that. I think she meant, I go up north, why do I get so sick?
Okay, right? So let's kind of bring it down. I'll let you go ahead.
You're so cute and all your research. Oh, this is very interesting.
It's fascinating.
Yeah, it is very fascinating. Yeah. I mean, and the fact that you didn't know about it, right? I mean, millions of people don't know about this stuff.
Yeah.
This is why we're talking about
Absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, the research I did was pretty basic, you know, just what happens when we go up north, or we go up to high altitudes. Mm-hmm. For us, it's up north, right, to Flagstaff, and you know, people get nauseous,
right?
You know, they get nauseous, they can get headaches, insomnia, restless, they can be restless, they might not be able to have good motor function, they might be really tired, mm-hmm. fatigued, and the main reason is that you're going from low to high altitude too quickly, and your body doesn't have time to adjust to the change in oxygen and the pressure, the air pressure levels, so that's the main reason. Right. I mean, obviously most people, you know, the best way to solve it is just let your body adjust, mm-hmm. right? Rest, drink a lot of water. It's important to drink a lot more water when you go to high altitude, because the higher you go, the less humid it is, the more
right.
dry. So you have to drink almost double the amount of water. So it is really important to drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
And rest and let your body adjust.
Exactly. Right. Avoid alcohol.
Right.
Limit your alcohol intake. Another thing that I thought was fascinating is eat more carbs.
Mm-hmm.
Eat more carbs because it takes less oxygen to digest carbs than digestion of fats.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was really interesting.
Yeah. And then they said, you know, try not to ascend more than 300 to 500 meters per day, you know, so basically take your time,
right?
You know, if you're on a hike or you're driving and you're moving quickly through, try to take it day by day so you're not going too quickly, too fast. Try to rest in between days, you know, so again, it just gives your body time to adjust to mm-hmm. the difference in the air pressure. So yeah, just, you know, really interesting. You don't think about all those things when you go up north and you're nauseous,
right?
You know,
right?
And that you don't realize that there's less oxygen that you're able to breathe, and that the, you know, the air pressure is different.
Yeah, so. Absolutely. Yeah. So great. Again, great topic. I learned a lot. I think we both learned a lot, mm-hmm. and you know, hopefully, we're able to share some pearls with you if you do traveling or go up somewhere where you're at a higher altitude, these are great tips. Mm-hmm. Again, hydrate.
They say even when you fly.
Absolutely.
So, like, when you fly, right, like, the cabin is pressurized. So mm-hmm. you're not, when you're going up in the cabin of the airplane, you're not feeling that high altitude. And that's why, you know, you're not going to get nauseous on an airplane for the most part. But you're still experiencing that up and down. And so they say when you travel on an airplane, you should drink a ton of water as well, just to avoid nausea and just feeling fatigued.
Right.
You know, when you fly. So same concept. So.
Eat the carbs and minimize alcohol intake.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That will help.
Yeah. So awesome. Thank you for that topic, Shelly. Appreciate it.
And shout out to Shelly.
That's right. And seriously, if you have any topics that you want us to talk about, send us an email at support, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, support@drlizcruz.com.
Yeah, support@drlizcruz.com. Send us an email and say, hey, I'd like to hear a little bit about this on your podcast. And believe me, we will talk about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll talk about it. So we'd love your ideas, and we are very appreciative that you have joined us. If you want to connect with us, if you're having any digestive issues and you want to connect and get in with, you know, maybe doing a consult with us, like a wellness consult, you found the right people, okay? And you just got to go to our website, drlizcruz.com. There's a little magenta colored button on the homepage that you can click, and that will take you through the process of scheduling a 30-minute free wellness consult. Okay, that's right. You heard me right. Free wellness consult. All right. So this is our gift to you, and it's over the phone, so you don't have to even come into the office. All right. So it doesn't get any better. Mm-hmm. It doesn't get any better.
And you could be anywhere.
Anywhere.
In the world.
That's right.
So that's
right.
The cool part.
That's right. If you're in Europe, no worries. Tino, get up at 1 in the morning and do the consult.
Exactly.
So. And also, if you have not rated us on this podcast, please rate us and give us a 5, because that'll actually help other people like you to find us. And lastly, if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, please subscribe, because we don't want you to miss an episode. No. So please subscribe. All right. Well, on that note, we're going to go ahead and say good night or goodbye, and we will catch you on the next podcast.
Thank you for joining Dr. Liz Cruz and Tina Nunziato. To learn more about their revolutionary products and services, go online to www.drlizcruz.com.